98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now.
Coyotes back on home ice tonight, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. The game starts at 7 o'clock. You'll hear it on ESPN 620. Joining us right now as part of our Decision Makers series with the Arizona Coyotes, the general manager of the Coyotes, Bill Armstrong, joining us here on the 72 Sold Sportsline. Bill, how are you? Happy New Year. Thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Bill, let's just talk with the crazy schedule. You guys have had five games postponed. You played once since December 17th. What's it like for a general manager with your coaching staff to try to keep the guys ready, to try to keep the guys focused, to try to keep the guys, you know, in tune with what's going on when you've played one game since December 17th?
Yeah. It's a little frustrating because we were pretty much as a team. We had some COVID cases, but we were still eligible to play. And just the other teams that we were playing, we couldn't. We went out for a five-day road trip, played one game, and just, you know, the problem is you look into the future, and then those games are going to come back to haunt you because they're going to pack them into our schedule at some point in time, and we're going to have to play them. So, you know, but the good news of it was we got a little rest around Christmas and holidays, and that was the good news. You know, we got re-energized. Coaches got some practice time with the players, and you know, now we can go back at it, and I think we're a little bit refreshed, all of us, and hopefully this COVID will burn off, and we'll be able to continue the season.
Yeah, I hope so. But you did get guys back, right? Christian Fisher and O'Brien and Ilya Labushkin and Boyd. So you're able to get some reinforcements back for that last game against Winnipeg.
Yeah, we were able to get some of our guys back, and you know, we've got some nagging injuries and. You know, that have, you know, kind of trickled into our team, which happens. The unfortunate part, we've lost pretty much Hutton, Yaskin, Timmins, and now Beagle just had surgery today on a lower body injury. You know, those guys are out long term. So we've been banged up that way. But at the same time, you know, we've also had some ability to put some young guys in the lineup, like Yanis Moser jumped in there for us, and he's done a real nice job.
Really good job.
Yeah, you know, he's a surprise. You know, we drafted him last year in the draft, and usually it takes 2 to 3 years for those guys to play, and he was able to jump right in and be an impact player for us. So it's been great to have him come into the lineup.
Coyotes GM Bill Armstrong, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. I want to ask you about the player that you claimed, Riley Nash, in just a moment. But I'm just going back for a second on the games that were missed and the mechanism in which the league and you guys are going to make those games up. Have you guys gotten any kind of indication how? Now, I'm not looking for the exact schedule, but obviously it's a bunch of games, and you're going to have to wedge those in somehow. You've got that Olympic break coming up. How exactly is this going to work? Have you heard?
I have absolutely no idea. I would hate to. I would really hate to have that job because you're. You know, you're going to try and jam in some games, you know, for all teams and, you know, around the Olympic break. And it's going to be hard to schedule that, but they're going to try and get the games in, and hopefully it doesn't push back the season too long because they want to get the season to end at a certain point in time so they can start the playoffs. And then that runs into the draft. So they kind of want to stick to that guideline. So, and I know the Canadian teams have had a tough time playing because they haven't been able to have fans, which means no revenue. So it's been a tough go for the league with COVID, for sure.
Yeah, you claimed 32-year-old Riley Nash off waivers today. About an hour before our show started, we got word that it happened. Tell me why, and tell me what Riley brings to the team.
Well, we've been banged up down the middle, so he's a veteran NHL player that, first of all, he's a solid NHL player. He can kind of play from your first line all the way down to your fourth line. Really good on faceoffs and really good on the PK. He's also a leader. We like that. One of our management personnel, John Ferguson, had him in Boston and just loved what he brought to the table. So we're going to bring him in here, and he's going to get a great chance to move into our lineup and just give us some more veteran presence. You know, with Beagle out for us, he was a huge part of our team. Nash can kind of go in there and assume his spot.
You know, you look at that game against Winnipeg, and just so many shots. Vemelka was fantastic, his first start since December 11th. But, you know, just giving up a lot of shots. I think he gave up 20 shots in that third period, 48, 49 shots overall. What are some of the things you're trying to do to take a little bit of pressure off of your goaltending?
Well, I think we got to do a better job, you know, like you said, just making sure that they don't get that second shot or get that A1 grade eight opportunity down the middle. And I think that for us, that's been kind of on our strength probably in the last 10 games, minus the Winnipeg game, is not giving up too many quality shots. So I think we got to get back at it tonight, and it'll be a good test against Chicago there. They like the offense, so it'll be a good matchup for us tonight.
Gostisbehere with another point. He's second to Keller on the team. He's got 22 points. That was a little sneaky get by you in getting him from Philly. I mean, he's a good quality offensive defenseman. I would imagine some teams may actually call for him at the trade deadline, but give me your thoughts on how well he's played for you.
Well, he has. He's been great on our power play, and he's generated a lot of offense for our club. I think he was rejuvenated just coming here, getting, you know, he'd been with the Flyers. He only been with one team, and, you know, I think it was just coming into a new situation, a fresh situation with new coaches that surrounded him, and he's really embraced it and really jumped in and did a great job for us, you know, in all the games this year. And I like his game. It's grown. He's not only competes on the D side of the puck, but he's been able to jump in and create some offense. So he's been a big piece of our team. And, you know, he's got another year with us too. So we're not that anxious at this point to move him. The coaching staff might shoot me if I did.
Based on the age, the talent level, and especially that contract, I imagine you're going to get a lot of calls on Jacob Chychrun. Just your thoughts. I mean, is he a guy to build around? Is he a guy that wants to be here? Is he a guy that you could parlay into, you know, three players and maybe another good draft pick? I mean, listen, I think all Coyote fans understand the direction you're bringing this team. It's the right direction. Yeah. You've loaded up on first and second round picks, and I do think you're going to build this team into a contender very quickly with your draft history as being a great drafter. But give me your thoughts on Chychrun and maybe his future.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because it's come up a lot. And you know, to be honest with everybody, there's been talks. As soon as you say, okay, we're going to rebuild, the phone starts ringing with other teams about your best players. And obviously, he's one of our best players. So I've tried to be upfront and honest with Jacob and his agent and just, you know, hey, listen, the phone's ringing, teams are requesting. I have to do my job as a GM and listen to all the offers. If there's something on the table that we can't refuse, that's going to put this club in, you know, in the right direction with some impact players, I certainly have to listen, you know, and I'm upfront with all the players and the fans about that. I've got to do my job as a GM and listen to what other teams have to say and what they can offer.
Does being upfront about it with Jacob in his representation, does that make it easier for everybody? Is there anything that's ever easy about something like this for you or a player or an agent, right? Because I imagine it's a very complicated, tricky thing, but it sounds like you're being pretty straightforward with everybody about it.
Yeah, I usually open the conversation with there's been a lot of calls about you, and you'd want it that way. That means you're a good player. If nobody was calling, that means you're a bad player. So a lot of teams are calling, that means you're a good player. And that's usually how I start the conversation, which is true. And Jacob's been a trooper in there and played his hardest. And he knows that I have to do my job, and he's got to go on the ice and do his job. So he's been certainly a great professional about it on his side. And I think that's the best way. Listen, we're in the era that you're not hiding much, you know, because of Twitter and the Gambo show. Everything's out there, you know. Everything's out there. I mean, I think Gambo knows what I have to eat at night sometimes, you know.
Oh.
So he's got his people everywhere, you know.
You found that hidden camera, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the real estate agent, when they sold you the house, I had the ins with him. So we had a couple kidding. Give me with the World Junior Hockey Tournament canceled with all the players that tested positive for COVID-19. Just give me the thoughts on that, how that may affect you.
Well, it was disappointing, number one, for all the teams and countries that invested a lot of money in their teams to get over there. And for it to end that way. You know, the cases went up in Canada, and Canada has it's really a different outlook, and I'm not saying who's wrong or right, but if you live in Arizona or if you live in, you know, Alberta, Canada, it's two different worlds on how they deal with COVID. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I don't get involved in that, but I can just tell you from the kids' point of view and the players' point of view, it was sad for them, just on that end. And I think the NHL has done a great job just, you know, being upfront about, you know, the way that they're looking and managing COVID. They're not trying to stop it. They're trying to manage it. And when somebody does, they've got new testing protocols in there that allows it to be safe. And it's not 14, it's not 10 days. Now it's 5. which help the teams operate in a way that they can we can put a good quality club on the ice every night. So I'm not so sure that some of the tournaments in the past or they've planned have kind of had that testing procedure. So it was canceled. It was very disappointing for us going in there to do our scouting, number one. We've got a lot of picks. It's a nice level to see those kids play at. Right. We were able to kind of do that, but not fully. It's really nice to see the top players under tremendous pressure when there's 17,000 people, you know, in the building and they're on, you know, all the TV in the world and the NHL network and the game's on the line. You really see what they're made of. And unfortunately, we don't get to see them at this point with that. So that's a little bit disappointing on our end.
Bill, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against Chicago and good luck trying to figure out how all those missed games are going to get made up. I'm sure it's going to be a mess, but I'm sure the league will sort through it as best they can. We appreciate
a round robin tournament. Let's just do a just little 3-day tournament where you get all the games in. Maybe you play three games in one day and we shorten the games a little bit.
Sure.
A little 10 minutes each period. We could get them in no time. I got it figured out.
And then
if you can get that past the union, then you would be the next commissioner of the NHL.
Can't be any worse than the guy you got.
You put
that's
that one.
I love you. You never hold back.
You put that one on a tee for him, Bill. You put that one on a tee for him.
Yeah.
You hit it right out of the park. Thanks, Bill. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.